The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
5 minutes after the hour here on this Tuesday. And no, I will not gladly pay you for a hamburger today. No, because, you know, most people, they're already stuck in a rut as it is. Speaking of hamburger, I had to put that in there. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Well, I'll guarantee you that Wimpy would not get Trump serving him that, because Trump, of course, as you know, decided to stop into a McDonald's in Pennsylvania and get behind the fry machine. He wanted to be the fry guy. And, of course, as you know, that made big news because everybody said, oh, it's politically motivated. Now he was drawing attention to the fact that, you know, how do you spell chlamydia? H-A-R-R-I-S. And she supposedly worked at McDonald's, but they can't confirm it. Gee, you know, back in the early 80s, and they can't confirm, really. I mean, she can't even confirm it. She says everything. Is she a pathological liar? That's what we got to figure out. And Rasmussen's poll, I mean, come on, really? I told you about three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. And polls fall in the latter category. So if you dare to believe what Rasmussen said, they're the same outfit that said that we were going to have a civil war within 5 years, and the numbers keep growing. First, it was 31% way back in 2021 when there was a lockdown and there was grumblings and people were getting upset, and that number started to grow. Now it's up to 41%. And now the mainstream media is taking hold of that, and they're issuing more fear porn, and the figures are even higher. You know, pretty soon it'll be 52%. You watch the surveys, and it depends on who you call. I mean, if you call a predominantly white area, a white settlement area, well, of course people are going to think like that, especially the ones that, you know, act like Jethro, Bodine, and Jed, and Granny, and all those people from the Clampett family, because they go out and they hunt for food. There's a lot of people in certain parts of the country, and that's what they're doing. They're already living off the fat of the land. They don't need the government. You know, what do you think they wiped out part of Appalachia for? You know, all those people that would go vote for Trump don't exist. I mean, think about it. Think about all the scheming that's going on right now. I'm just saying to think about it. I'm not saying it's an actual provable fact. But, you know, it's really rare that Asheville, North Carolina, and all those areas would get that kind of flash flooding, and that a hurricane, which normally goes out to sea, turns inward and starts, you know, think about that. Why is that so? You know, people, inquiring minds want to know.
I want to know.
So, BRICS is meeting today, by the way. That's right. They want to de-dollarize. Thank you, Bill Brocious, for that term. They want to de-dollarize the U.S. dollar. And we'll get Fred Dushefsky back in the program here at some point in time this month to talk about it. But see, now they're going to Kazan, Russia, and we're talking about a group that was originally formed by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But now you've got Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Malaysia. I mean, a lot of these people, you know, besides Russia, you're talking about 36 countries that are going to be there. 20 of them are going to send their heads of state, and they're going to have a meeting to talk about what they want to do about BRICS currency over the dollar. They want to eliminate the dollar as a means of exchange and go with their own currency. Now, what would that be designed to do? That would be designed to usher in the new world order. Surely, you know, you understand that, right? I mean, is that too difficult to understand? Is that you've got, you know, the rest of the world is scheming against the United States? I mean, after all, we produce almost 50% of the world's wealth. But then you're talking about the banks. Now we have a second bank failure of the year, believe it or not. The First National Bank of Lindsay, Oklahoma, was forced to cease operations. This happened yesterday after the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. There's the government agency that regulates the banks. Actually, they're in bed with them. We all know that. Their First National Bank of Lindsay was shut down on October 18th. The word just got out. The OCC identified false and deceptive bank records and other information suggesting fraud that's revealed depletion of the bank's capital. They found financial institution to be in unsafe or unsound condition to transact business, and the bank's assets were less than its obligations to its creditors and others. And so the FDIC comes in as a receiver for the bank, entered into a purchase agreement with First Bank and Trust Company to take over the troubled institution. And now they're going to go in there and sort through the books. Depositors of First National will automatically become depositors of First Bank. Bill payments, online banking, debit, credit card transactions, check processing, all this stuff. What does it require? It requires electricity. Oh, did we? Who said that down in Cuba? We're going to talk some real turkey here. Look what's going on in Cuba right now. The power's out, okay? And you hear the hierarchy in Cuba going, we're not going to tolerate this. Our revolutionary environment's not going to tolerate this. We're going to start killing people that get in our way. You know, hey, if the grid goes down in the United States of America, and people just sit there and go, you're full of it, Krieger. No, I'm sorry. We've had enough people get on this show and other shows I've done before that have literally said it's not going to take much to set off what we are fearing the most, and that would be the advent of a civil war, number two. Only it won't be us versus our government like it was in the first civil war. No, it'll be citizen against citizen, because a majority of America goes on about their business like my late mother, K. Sarah Sarah. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. You know, come on, you can sing it. It's all right. She's a big Doris Day freak. And, you know, so what's going to end up happening is those who are not prepared are part of those statistics that the government came up with in its 2018 study, where they said 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year. I give it 6 months. Because people, if they're not prepared, you know, and then the FEMA goes out and does, you know, make some rank statement like, oh, well, you just need 72 hours worth of emergency supplies. Really? Like that helped the people up in Asheville, North Carolina? Come on, let's get real here. I just published this morning, for those of you that go to my Substack page, that's DaveKrieger.substack.com. I just published appendices 8, 9, and 10. And 10 is huge. And I go into detail about how to survive this garbage. Because people want to know. They want to take just a smattering of an overview of what to expect in the event we have a grid down situation. Because, I mean, look where all our transformers are coming from. China. And they all have back doors in them. And we got all these Chinese military age men here, a lot of whom probably know how to shut those things down. They can cyber attack us. We're very, very vulnerable here. We could turn into Cuba overnight. And see, you heard the news headlines at the top of the hour where they're sitting there. Residents are grumbling. Oh, really? Grumbling? Is that what you call it? You know, when you realize that you're without power for a week or two and there's no sewer system and, you know, I mean, you're living in squalor and there's no way to cook food. And then when you try to cook food, the people nearby smell it and they're hungry and they have no way to cook food. So what do? They come get it. Then they get into a fight. Then you get into physical confrontation. You don't think for 1 minute that if we had a grid down situation and people got desperate that they would not come to your home and try and take your steak off the grill? Seriously. I mean, people do not understand. I mean, if you said rocket stove to the average city dweller, they'd look at you like you were some sort of idiot. What are you trying to build a rocket for? This is how much these city folk know about what's going on in the hinterland. They don't get it. But the people that are out there doing the Uncle Jed and Jethro Bodine and bagging deer and whatnot and putting food away, you know, this is like what Grandma and Grandpa used to do that now, you know, all this generation, we call it the Y2K millennial generation, are all making fun of us because we're sitting there, you know, with a rainy day attitude. But there's a bigger problem right now, and that is the foreclosure crisis continues to grow. And this is the sad part about it. Florida's top insurer reportedly did not make payments on more than 3/4 of the claims for Hurricane Debby, sparking concern a similar amount could be denied for damage caused by Helene and Milton. Citizens Property Insurance has denied 77% of insurance claims relating to Hurricane Debbie, which hit Florida's Big Bend in early August. All Florida insurers, as of September 27th, 51% of all residential claims made in relation to Debbie were closed without a payment. So in other words, this property insurance that was formed as a state-backed insurer of last resort in response to Florida residents is now refusing to pay out on more than 1.2 million active policies. Oh, that just, that goes over real big, you know, especially if you have a mortgage and you're supposed to have insurance on your mortgage. Otherwise, you're in default. You get that? You see why I'm saying the foreclosure thing is looming? It's going to turn into a real crisis. We'll be back to talk about it further after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing Foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various Foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we go. 18 minutes after the hour, we were talking before we went to break about this problem with being able to insure your property. If your property is mortgaged and you fail to insure it, don't think these banks and their servicers aren't checking up on all these houses that got flooded because of Hurricane Milton and Helene. And if there's a mortgage on these homes and the insurance company's not going to pay out, what do you think's happening? You're required to provide hazard insurance to protect the lender's interest in the house, right? I mean, every right-thinking American out there that entered into a mortgage contract understands what the regulations and the rules of the game were. The contract says you got to provide hazard insurance. Buyer, borrower will provide hazard insurance. Well, yeah, we just did our little workshop, our boot camp for foreclosed homeowners. People are going through foreclosure that have been fighting for years in their foreclosure to stay in their home. We did the class, the boot camp in Little Rock over the weekend. And some of the things we shared was what I just posted on my cloudedtitlesblog.com this morning. And that is, we shared pretty much all the ways to fight the foreclosure based on our research. It wasn't legal advice. It's based on our research. Everybody got a ton of information. But here's the thing. You go into court, you're standing in front of the judge, and the judge asks you a simple question. Did you borrow the money? Well, of course, the judge is prosecuting the case from the bench, but you don't know any better because you're just a homeowner. You're not a lawyer. And the bank's lawyer, actually the servicer's lawyer, because it's a servicer really that's doing this, he's over there sniggering because the judge is doing his work for him. The judge is helping the bank steal your house. Now, all you judges out there in all of these affected areas like Florida, North Carolina, and places like that, if they decide, because see, North Carolina is a deed of trust state, and so they're going to have to file a lawsuit to stop the foreclosure, then they're going to end up in court, and then they're going to get in front of a judge that behaves just like they do in Florida and Pennsylvania and all these other mortgage states. And the judge is going to start prosecuting from the bench, and the homeowner doesn't know any better than to say, "Objection, Your Honor. Would you like to come down and prosecute the case? You're doing a hell of a job up there from the bench." You know, all these homeowners are just scared you-know-whatless when they get up there in front of a judge. But you see, homeowners are different from lawyers. See, lawyers have a bar card, and lawyers can get scolded. And if you're in Connecticut and the judge doesn't like you, he can disbar you right there from the bench in Superior Court. But see, pro se litigants and homeowners have a whole different angle to this whole thing. They can stand up and they can object as many times as they want to and put it on the record as many times as they want to. And, you know, it's not a jury trial because if you read your contract, your mortgage contract says trial to the bench, trial to the bench. No, they don't want 12 brain deads sitting there analyzing it. Now, they know this. When they wrote these adhesion contracts, these unilateral adhesion contracts called a mortgage, when they wrote those up, they knew damn well what they were doing because one of those last paragraphs, like number 25 of the long form, clearly says that if this thing goes to trial, it's going trial to the bench, which means you got one judge who pays his mortgage, sees that you're not paying yours based on the claims by the servicer who's trying to cash in and steal your house so they can put all the money in their pocket. We showed the class proof of that. We showed a title company post-closing payout of who got paid, and the seller, this REMIC trust, did not get a dime, but the servicer got all the booty and split it with everybody that helped him foreclose on the house. We showed proof of it in the class. Did anybody want to bother to look? No. But the foreclosed homeowners and the people fighting foreclosure that came to the event, they saw it firsthand. And they know exactly where this is coming from and what's going on. And this is one of the reasons why. I got to tell you right now, and we're going to be taking this thing online and doing online classes because the foreclosure crisis is going to increase. Despite what Redfin is saying, that since May of 2021, we've got pending home sales registering the biggest annual increase. Really, pending home sales. That doesn't mean they're going to go through. And Redfin's out there whoring themselves out, talking about the sales index and the numbers, and they're going up. I mean, you talk to any realtor on the street, and they just want to quit real estate because it sucks wind right now because the government is manipulating. You don't think that's by design? They raised the interest rate so high that the average American couldn't borrow so that Congress could go borrow to fund wars. So, you know, if on a yearly basis sales only went up 3% from September 2023, we're in trouble. I don't care what these senior economists say. They're blowing smoke up your butt. It's just the way it is. Most buyers who went under contract last month did so when mortgage rates were falling before two major hurricanes devastated much of the South. And you don't think that was by design? I mean, it went from 7.22 down to 6.08. Then it went, you know, up to 6.44. That's still pretty expensive when everybody else has a very high mortgage. Nobody wants to sell. But the thing is you got to have hazard insurance on your home. And if you don't, guess what? They put what we call force place insurance on your house, which is three times the amount of money. And you see, if you're in Florida or North Carolina, these affected areas, guess what? You're in real trouble because that force place insurance, that's high risk stuff, buddy. That costs some serious money. And all of a sudden your mortgage payment just tripled. Now who could afford that? Then all of a sudden you end up out of your house. The servicer comes and takes it. They sell it. They put the money in their pocket and no one's the wiser. But see, here's the thing that people don't understand. When that judge asks you, are you the borrower? Well, you know, all you can think of was, well, I went to the closing table and I signed the paperwork and it said right there in my contract that I'm the borrower. That's what they want you to think. But if your loan was securitized, you are not the borrower. Do you understand what I just said? No, we figured this out already. We know what they did. And I'll tell you this much, when you filled out that Form 1003 loan application, that's when the fraud against you started. When you filled out that mortgage application and they pulled your credit and they took in all your financial information, they converted it into a data set, they stole your identity, and they pimped your information out on Wall Street in the secondary markets looking for an investor to buy it. So, and the investor, you see, the person that you gave that loan app to, they're the ones who borrowed the money. So if the judge says, did you borrow the money? And you say, no, the judge is going to go, what? What do you mean? It's you signed this contract that says you're the borrower. Your Honor, you still want to come down and prosecute the case? I thought the attorney over here was supposed to be asking those questions. You see, and if it's in the MERS system, they have to sign a contract with MERS, which declares that the lender themselves that apparently tries to loan you the money is the borrower. Did you understand what I just said? The lender signs a contract with the securitization chain called MERS, which tracks the sales of securitized property on Wall Street. They sign a contract with MERS declaring that the lender is the borrower and they're borrowing the money to loan to you. They're borrowing the money from the investor under a private contract and lying to you and misrepresenting to you that they're loaning you the money when they knew damn well they weren't. That is a truth. That's a truth bomb that you are not going to hear from any other person because they don't want you to know the real truth about mortgage lending. Then you got companies like HSBC, which has now split its East and West services in a major revamp and appointed its first female finance chief. HSBC is one of those trustees of these REMIC trusts out there that they're part of the game, folks. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know, they are trying to get all these $19.95 a month pills so that women can take them on a regular basis. You know, their baby stoppers, you know, abortion pills. Yeah. $19.95 a month. And you don't have to worry about having a kid. You can go whore yourself out as much as you want to and not have to worry about results. Oops, I forgot to take the pill. What does that mean? Well, that means we have to go to some state that legalized abortion. Well, it gets deeper than that because the Japanese scientists out there say that Bill Gates' days are numbered. Why is that? Because abortion drugs were found in the jab. Oh, yeah. They've been sounding the alarm, these guys over there. Because these vaccines that Bill Gates is propounding are laced with abortion-inducing pharmaceuticals. Did you know? They want to cut the population down. Michael Yon just wrote a letter. Gold prediction gone asunder. I mean, Michael Yon very clearly came out. To globalists in general, the value of human life continues to plummet. To some globalists, humans are an unwanted livestock grazing on their land. They want to buy, steal, conquer the entire earth as if the earth is their own little Pacific island. Many globalists want fewer humans, so they're culling the herds, which is turning out easier to do than most would even believe. 4 years ago, jabs, one of many, like we just talked about. Let's reduce the population by reducing the human biomass, reducing the food supply, increasing reliance on what? Fiat banking and digital currency fascism. And if you vote Harris and all these people into office, this is what you will get. Because the Bank of International Settlements is the king of banks, the central bank of banks, and they love gold. So they're playing in gold and silver. And what are you playing in? Dollar fiat bills. And now you got BRICS and everybody else coming against you. And then you've got them trying to get the CBDCs into this country. And then you've got Bill Gates out there pushing these vaccines that have abortion drugs in them because they don't want anyone to be able to continue to reproduce because they think they need to cut the population down so they can control, hey, folks, you know, and then you've got all the elite out there hoarding gold. Now, why are they doing that? See, that's why I tell people, look, Fred Dyshevsky from U.S. Coin Capital, I buy my junk silver from him. If you want to buy gold and you want to store gold, I suggest you do it now because your time is limited. There's a limited amount of this gold out there, and you got Bank of England and everybody else. I mean, Bank of England helped the Bank of International Settlements steal Czechoslovakia's gold and transfer it to the Nazis as the war was cranking up. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is what we're facing right now, folks, unless you pull your head out of, you know, what's obvious out there. You've seen that cartoon, haven't you? We'll be back after the break to continue our discussion here in the Krieger Files. I know this is hot and heavy stuff this morning. Be right back.
Come on. Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Mount Katahdin, 100,000 acres of wilderness.
We're going to hike there?
You're almost men now.
From Sylvester Stallone and Blue Fox Entertainment comes the film Lost on a Mountain in Maine.
Don, slow down.
You want us to be men? We're going to the top.
Where's Donald?
Where's your brother?
A family searches for their son lost in the wilderness.
I always told them, when things get tough, press on.
The true inspirational story, Lost on a Mountain in Maine, in theaters November 1st. Tickets at lostonamountaininmainemovie.com.
Tempers have been flaring on the streets of Cuba as citizens deal with a power outage that was a problem even before Sunday night's brush with a hurricane. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more details.
Cubans endured another night of no electricity following Hurricane Oscar, which made landfall on the island Sunday night and has left at least six people dead. Havana resident Maide Quiñones says the state is selling their food and cash for Cuban pesos. She says no cards work, there are no banks, there is nothing. Meanwhile, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is warning against any unrest. We want to ratify that the revolution will never tolerate this type of conduct. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, it could be a slow start. Dow futures down more than 170 points. Breaking news, townhall.com. Not every American who is eligible to vote is excited about casting their ballot this election year. And that includes some mothers in Macon, Georgia, thinking about feeding their children right now. They're so poor, but they don't have a lot of hope in the election. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Dr. Alexis Taylor is a volunteer at Mother's Nest in Macon, Georgia, which provides mothers in need with food, housing, training, and baby supplies. Taylor is trying to convince these moms to vote in the presidential election.
And that report from Donna Warder, the Walt Disney Company tapping Morgan Stanley executive James Gorman to serve as its next chairman starting early next year. The entertainment giant also announced it anticipates naming its new CEO in early 2026. Gorman will become chairman in January of 2025. He'll be succeeding Mark Parker, who is leaving after serving on Disney's board now for 9 years. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Dave Krieger here. Are you having issues with your credit? With interest rates as high as they are now, this would be a great time to invest in yourself by getting a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer. So when mortgage home interest rates finally do come down, you'll have already taken the necessary steps to get your credit score where it needs to be so you can move forward in life. Thousands of consumers have benefited from the Credit Restoration Primer, and you can too. Go to cloudedtitles.com today.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jake had been killed, and I lost it. to other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we're back 35 minutes after the hour here on this Tuesday. Before we went to break, we were talking about this upcoming foreclosure crisis that everybody is seemingly unaware of. When you get insurance companies that refuse to pay claims, what do you think that does to people's homes that have been damaged from hurricanes? Where's the onus here? If they escrow their mortgage loans, you see, I mean, even if they didn't escrow, let's say they just paid an annual premium on their insurance policies on their home, right? This logical financial discussion here. And all of a sudden, the insurance company refused to pay the claim because the insurance company is broke. I mean, Snake Farm already left the state of Florida. They don't even insure homes there anymore. But then you get a company like Citizen Property Insurance, which is kind of like the state's, you know, backstop. And now they're refusing to pay. And 51% of the insurers are refusing to pay because we got hurricane after hurricane after hurricane hitting. And, you know, the weather people, I mean, nobody's talking about it. They all think, oh, my gosh, you know, these poor people. Well, you know, the poor people that didn't get their insurance money and can't fix their house, I mean, they're already gone, and there are whole neighborhoods being condemned along Southwest Florida's coast and up into Stein Hatchie. I mean, that whole place doesn't even exist up there in Big Bend area of Florida. All these people, you know, they don't even have insurance. So, in other words, they're self-insured, and they basically get what they get. They have a piece of property. They got a shack on it. Or at least something that looked like one until the hurricane hit it. And they basically have to rebuild on their own. And they're going to be doing what the same people in Asheville, North Carolina are doing right now. That's going to be depending on each other to survive. What happens when your community falls apart and you get some revolutionary like Castro, who they were just talking about, says the revolution is not going to tolerate this. And they see, the power goes out in America. I mean, this is what happened in Florida. This is what happened in North Carolina. The power went out. It happened in Georgia, happened in South Carolina, happened in North Carolina. The power went out. And then what happened? Well, people don't have a way to fix food because everybody relies on what? Electricity to exist. And of course, then you have this authoritarian government in Cuba. Here's an island, all right, out in the Caribbean, Havana, the capital. And the revolution, you know, they're going to have enough food and backstop to feed their own troops to go out and just annihilate their population if they don't behave. And they're not going to tolerate it. Well, the thing is when the electricity goes off in America, the government can't communicate that well with each other either. And you're not going to be able to pick up your phone and call 911 if we get hit with an EMP attack because your phone will be fried. So good luck with that. That's the first thing that you can look at is you'll wonder, why my phone doesn't work. My phone is dead. It doesn't work anymore. I don't even get a screen. Everything in it's been zapped by EMP, by E1. And nobody cares. You know, hey, they just want to go out and go to their dealer and, you know, buy one of these. Is it working yet, phones? Can you hear me now? They just want to buy one of those things because they think that's cool. You know, they're all texters. They're all thumbs. That's what we call them. They all want to go out and they want to subscribe to some, you know, all these different services and go shopping online. And they don't care about identity theft, having their identity stolen. See, in 23andMe, another news story just popped up. They're going to retain your genetic information even if you delete your account. And now you got to wonder who they're sharing it with. In December of last year, we learned that they got hacked. There was a credential stuffing attack against 23andMe. 7 million people had all of their information for sale on criminal forums. Yeah, imagine how that works, huh? I mean, now we're talking about your DNA. And all that DNA can be used to process ways to kill you. And of course, the company thinks nothing of it. Oh, it was just a little hiccup. It's no big deal. You see, they downplay it. That's what corporations do, folks. They downplay it because they don't want lawsuits. Yeah. So this is kind of a sad state of affairs. Now, you know, Technocracy News has come out with another article. The headline reads, "Rabbit Hole of Despair, the more content you consume, the worse mental health gets." I know, people are raising an eyebrow going, what? Oh yeah, the harmful effects of too much screen time, especially on social media, has been known for years. It's legendary for its addictive enticement. This is why TikTok is having so many issues right now, because it's not run by the Americans, it's run by the Red Chinese. When Technocracy first defined itself in 1934 as the science of social engineering, it launched technology on a trajectory to destroy mental health, not to help it. So now they want to use AI to push the world into a simulacrum or anti-reality. And so the new poll finds that the more time you spend obsessing over what's happening on your social media account, the worse your mental health is. Yeah. I mean, Gen Z Americans feel like they lose closer to 5 days a month because they spend all their time streaming, scrolling, binging on content. Media consumption trends by Talker Research revealed that excessive content can result in feelings of guilt, with the average respondent having 3 pangs of guilt per month. Gee, this is no worse than going to court and having a judge sit there and breathe down your neck asking you when the last time was you made a mortgage payment, and you don't know any better to tell the judge he can't prosecute the case from the bench. Oh no, see, they've got us so compliant and so scared that we'll do anything they tell us. If the judge said jump up and down and screech like a monkey, you do it. Because he says if you don't, I'm going to cite you with contempt. I've seen pictures and videos and know of attorneys that have gotten thrown to the ground trying to get motions in foreclosure court and handcuffed. The judge wouldn't listen to it. These judges are part of the problem, folks. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we came up with some research about how people are suing judges now. Oh, yeah, you can't sue federal judges, but you sure can in state court. Yeah, see, people didn't want to know about that. Oh, they're afraid. Well, we can't sue a judge. What do you mean? He's elected. And if you see, the thing is, he's not immune if he steps outside of his judicial authority. Understand what I just said. Judges have to abide by a code of judicial conduct, or a canon. That's C-A-N-O-N, all right? Not two N's, one N. It's a judicial canon. And if they don't, then you go after them. That's what's happening right now. Whole new wave of stuff is starting out. We're going after attorneys for the banks. They're not really the banks that are doing it. You know, if your loan is securitized, you're going to know by looking on your mortgage paperwork and you're going to see MERS there. And then you know you were screwed. They did not tell you they were going to securitize your loan before the fact. You didn't know that, did you? When you went to the mortgage table to sign what they call a closing, you executed a note. You became a maker of a note. You got to go read Modern Money Mechanics, folks. I mean, there is PDFs out there. If you don't, you can email me through the contact page at thekriegerfiles.com. I will be happy to send you a PDF of Modern Money Mechanics so you can read it. It's 50 pages long, and you know exactly how this fiat money system works. And that's one of the reasons why I tell everybody, get a hold of Fred Dushefsky. You're going to spend a grand at a time, but you're going to be stockpiling junk silver. And if you want to get coins, you know, gold coins, you can. I'm a big junk silver collector. The more that you have, the better. Because if BRICS hits and CBDCs hit, you're going to need some way of a medium of exchange that's not fiat currency. Because if you've got fiat currency that's dollar bill now, and they introduce digital currency, well, what's digital currency? Ether. It's like Bitcoin. It's all digital. Input information that they can control. And if you think that Bitcoin is exempt from theft, well, apparently you didn't read what Sam Bankman-Fried and his cohorts did, ripping people off. So, I mean, you don't think Bitcoin can be manipulated? I don't invest in Bitcoin. I'm sorry. I'm not investing in some sort of ether. Ether is a gas. You can smell it, but you can't see it. You can't hold it in your hand. I mean, that's the simplest way to put it. I mean, at least with Federal Reserve notes, which is not even federal, it's not even a reserve, and it's a note. What's a note? It's a promise to pay. and you're exchanging promises to pay with your neighbor every time you go to the grocery store. You give a promise to pay to the clerk, and all they're doing is just shuffling debt around while the banks are hoarding gold. And we sit there like fools, you know, just whatever. This is a problem. You know, the people are just not financially educated, and that is by design. There are a handful of people in America, and you wonder why the wealth spread is so different and so diverse. You have a majority of people. This is why they're trying to wipe out the middle class. I don't care what chlamydia says. She doesn't care about the middle class. They want to tax the wealthy. That's baloney. Trump's a billionaire, so he wants to tax, you know, he wants to help the billionaires. No. No, that's not the way it is. Trump helped everybody when he was in office because we need a CEO in the driver's seat, apparently, because the rest of these fools in Congress don't know any better. We tell you that all the time here on this show. Be back with a conversation. Got to take a short break.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
48 minutes after the hour here on this Tuesday. Well, we've covered a wide plethora of subject material today. There was a recent article that was just out about emergency communications, the best ways to stay connected in a disaster. And, of course, there's so many readily available alternative options, whatever your budget, when phone lines or internet connections fail, like ham radios and walkie-talkies. But, you see, walkie-talkies are battery-operated. Ham radios, on the other hand, rely on electricity. You have to have some sort of a generator. I mean, you got to have something going on in order to operate a ham radio. You know, CB radios, but you still, you know, if they're parked in your car, you still got to have a way to start your car. If your car's flooded out, then what? If you have one of these vehicles that is electric in nature, it's an EV, and all of a sudden it gets hit with an EMP, you really think that your CB radio and your vehicle's going to work? You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, E1's going to fry it all. Walkie-talkies, I mean, if you're going to use them, you know, most of them have a range of about 2 miles. They're called FRS radios. You can buy a pair for about $50 so that you don't get separated. They feature about 22 channels apiece. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to get communication. You got marine VHF, ham radio. You got all these different things and satellite, of course, sat phones. But the thing is they don't take into account EMP. this is a problem because, I mean, sometimes I wish and I pray that, you know, they would just, you know, get it over with so that, you know, if they want to reduce the population that much, they just, you know, totally put us in the dark ages. And then you'd watch the population of America just decimate itself within a 6-month period because everybody, you know, their worst fear would come true. I mean, that would be nothing like the deep state's plot to destabilize the nation, which appears to be working, according to John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Now they've got you looking at this heavily dramatized electoral showdown between Trump and Harris. Americans have become oblivious to the multitude of ways in which the government is goose-stepping all of our freedoms, all over our freedoms on a daily basis. Alarming is the extent to which those on both sides are allowing themselves to be gaslit by both politicians about critical issues of the day, selectively choosing to hear only what they want to hear when it casts the opposition in a negative light. Oh, gee, last time I checked, that was called mudslinging. This is true whether you're talking about immigration, border control, health care, national security, the nation's endless wars, protections for free speech, or the militarization of the U.S. government. For starters, you got the free speech double standard. Yeah. Free speech for me, but not for thee. That's the phenomenon in which the First Amendment's protections only apply to those with whom he might agree. And of course, if somebody says something you don't agree with, well, you know, we've got Big Pharma. We had that little affair with COVID-19 and the jabs and everything else when a whole bunch of people died and more people are going to start dropping dead if they haven't already. And now we're finding out from the Japanese scientists that there's abortion drugs in these things. Why do you think they're telling pregnant women not to take them? And childbearing age girls not to take it? Why do you think they're telling you this? Because they know what they're trying to do. They're trying to reduce the population of the world. And see, if they can't do it that way, they'll do a pandemic. And if they can't do it that way, they'll shut off your electricity, watch the country turn on itself, because they've already programmed a majority of Americans to be uncivil at the point in time when there's no electricity and the food is spoiled in the fridge because nobody prepared, yet somebody who did prepare is cooking a steak or cooking hamburgers or cooking deer meat, and they smell it and they come to their house, and next thing you know, hey, feed our family too. We're starving. You know, if you're a Christian, you should feed us. You know, remember the parable of the 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins? Yeah. Why, you didn't have any oil for your lamps? Well, shucky darn, I guess you won't be ready when the bridegroom cometh, right? You know, God didn't raise us to be a bunch of fools, folks. A lot of people, you know, we're all in this accumulation mode. But you see, once you get wiped out, once the electric gets shut off, none of this stuff's going to matter because most of it probably runs on electricity. Good luck with that. And I write about this because people, they go to great lengths to build these bunkers. I wrote about that in my latest Substack post. You might want to go read it. And then they find out, well, darn, we didn't quite build them the way they should have been built. So let's just put it on the market and sell it and go build a bigger one. I mean, what do you think Zuckerberg's doing right now in Kauai? He's building someplace way out in the middle of the hinterland. Oh, they'll find him. Don't worry. You know, they know he's got money. I mean, he's a billionaire. And what did he use to get his billions? Social media. You know, the one that makes everybody depressed because they're reading all this crap online and they're freaking out. Oh, I can't believe she said that. I can't believe he posted that. You know, and they get all bent out of shape and they get mad and they cuss their phones. And yeah, I mean, this is what they're doing. This is all by design. They don't want people. They don't want families being together. They want to destroy the family unit because if you destroy the family unit, one, you're not going to have kids. Two, you're going to rat each other out to the government to save your own ass. I mean, that's just the way it's going to work. Kids are going to turn on their parents in order to survive, and the kids are going to be turned into slaves. And if you don't believe me about slaves, just ask Sean Diddy Combs. He's had a new wave of lawsuits filed against him. One of them said the producer raped a 13-year-old girl with a fellow celebrity as a female star watched the alleged sex crime. We got people coming in mainstream media all of a sudden. Everybody's turning on Sean Puffy Combs. Said, one of them said they were 9. Yeah, this lawyer said he's representing more than 120 individuals in civil lawsuits accusing Combs of sex crimes over the course of more than 20 years. The attorney said the youngest alleged victim was 9 years old when Diddy reportedly sexually assaulted him. Oh, that means Diddy's into buggery, huh? Wow. There's an alleged victim now, 37, claims she was raped at an after party when she was 13 years old. The alleged victim, identified as Jane Doe, of course, claimed to have felt woozy and lightheaded after one drink at the party. Well, you know, that's what they call date rape drug. Looking for a place to rest, plaintiff entered what she believed to be an empty bedroom so she could lie down, according to her lawsuit, 19 pages long. Soon after, Combs, along with a male and a female celebrity, entered the room. Combs aggressively approached the plaintiff with a crazed look in his eyes, grabbed her and said, "You're ready to party." Then, of course, Combs then threw the plaintiff toward another male celebrity, Celebrity A, who removed the plaintiff's clothes as she grew more and more disoriented. Plaintiff was held down by Celebrity A, who vaginally raped her while Combs and Celebrity B, a female, watched. Gee, I wonder who Celebrity A and Celebrity B was. You don't think that's going to come out in trial? This is what Combs is accused of doing, okay? We're saying alleged because, you know, he's got to go to trial. Rolling Stone reported Diddy's criminal defense team filed a motion with U.S. District Judge last Sunday night asking for a gag order that would further prohibit further extrajudicial statements from prospective witnesses. Well, see, they don't want to try him in the press, but I think they already have. Yeah, this is a problem. And see, kids right now are going to public school. And there's an article in Epoch Times right now, which most people can't read unless you subscribe and pay, about how schools across America are struggling with AI deepfakes. Oh, you think that's a possibility? They're right now trying to figure out how we're going to develop an emergency response plan in case these sexually explicit images of students or teachers generated by AI pop up on social media. See, that's why I'm talking about social media right now, because people are freaking out. And all of a sudden, here's somebody's head or face on a picture of a body that's not theirs, generated by artificial intelligence, and they're having sex acts. And it's circulating around school. Oh, trust me, from personal experience, yeah, I've had kids that have been involved in doing crazy junk like that. They think it's so cute, taking their picture in flimsy clothing and posting it on Facebook or some of their social media. Well, see, now you have what we call deepfakes, which are non-consensual AI-generated voices, image, or videos created to produce sexual imagery, commit fraud, or spread misinformation. I mean, what a way to trash a young teenager to the point where they are so humiliated to where they kill themselves. Well, there's one less mouth to feed. And see, now you got attorneys using AI to write case law. You got real estate agencies professing to use AI to write target ads. I mean, artificial intelligence, man, if we're going to continue to just let these people run willy-nilly and sit there and brag about how convenient it is to use artificial intelligence, this is going to get away from us, folks. And then you're talking about the increasing militarization of the police, the use of sophisticated weaponry against Americans, and the government's increasing tendency to employ military personnel domestically. Oh, yeah. We have historic prohibitions. You might want to read about it. It's called the Posse Comitatus Act. Sometime over the course of the last 240 plus years, the Constitutional Republic has been transformed into a military dictatorship disguised as a democracy. And if you want, see, this is what bothers me about the news stories that we just heard during the program that basically say, well, we're having a really hard time deciding whether we want to go vote right now. We're just trying to take care of ourselves. Really? That's the excuse? Folks, if you're so worried about what's going to happen to your future, then maybe you need to vote for the lesser of two evils if that's the way you're going to behave, because I'm telling you what, 4 more years of what's going on right now, this country cannot tolerate. We will all be in deep doo-doo if we allow this to continue. It will get so bad, you'll wish you were dead. Hate to close on a sad note, but you know what? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Just remember that when you go out and walk in love today, folks. Be kind to one another, and just remember, God does really love you. He just wants you to keep the faith and move forward. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.